Hell yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to keep this show moving. Next comic, super funny guy. You guys are going to love him. Make it super loud for the very funny El Coronio, everybody. Clap it up for him. Yeah!
What's up? How you guys doing? We still down for a comedy show? How's the energy in the room? I'm going to do this, man. I'm going to do an energy test real quick, man. On the count of three, let me know how deep, how much energy you still got. Ready? One, two, three. Let me hear everybody. Sure, y'all were in motion. I know a couple people were probably cut off. But are you ready? One, two, three. Let me hear y'all.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Let's do this, man. Well, I got some bad news right off the out the gate. This isn't going to go very well. I know what you're thinking. I see a black comic. You're like, oh, this guy's going to be good. Just want to admit, that's a lot of pressure. You know, feeling it, but what's that? Yeah. I know I look racially ambiguous, but I'm actually black. work with me, man. But I will tell you this, man. I have spent time with other communities of people, and have you ever spent time with another race of people until you kind of forget who you are after a while? Like I had this, man. I was spending time with some Asians, man, and I love Asians, man. They're real cool, man. They made me feel like I was one of them at some point, man. I was even dating an Asian girl, and I just felt like I was one of the peeps, man. And we Asians, we have this thing where we try to get good grades, you know, and we're real foodies, you know what I mean? And I remember going to the bathroom, man. I was washing my hands, and I look up, and I see this black guy. And I panic the way all we Asians panic when we see black people. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, shit. And then I realized I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I was like, damn, it's been a while. So yeah, you know, sometimes you get lost, man, you get lost. Just gonna be honest with you guys, made some changes in my life, I decided I'm not gonna be doing laundry anymore. Yeah, it got too racist. And I saw what was going on here. They had me separating the whites from the coloreds. I was like, I see this bullshit right here. This is some bullshit. I see this. They're trying to train me. And then the whites would get hot water and the colors would get cold. And I was like, I see what's up here. This is some real bullshit here, man. And then the whites would get like preferential treatment. They'll get stuff like bleach. And I was like, they're training. I know they're training me. I know there's something going on here. Then the whites would get mad if like a black sock got in the load. They're like, oh, the black sock fucked up the load. And I was like, I'm not doing laundry anymore. Fuck this shit. I see what's going on, man. Try to share comedy. I'm new to the game, to be honest with you. Try to share comedy with my family. I was like, hey guys, I'm starting to do some comedy. Just wanted to share with you guys. My cousin jumped in on me and he was like, why the fuck would you do that? Why the fuck would you put yourself out there and make a fool of yourself? You know what I mean? And I was like, dude, I was just trying new things. I was just taking chances, man. And he's like, and then I saw my cousin on Facebook jumping out of a plane at 10,000 feet with another man attached to his ass. And I thought, who's taking chances here, man? How high am I off the ground? How dangerous is fucking comedy? You know what I mean? What is this, 1 foot, you know what I mean? He's hoping to come out without busting his legs, man. I realize, you know? Yeah. You can't get support, man, from people. You can't get support. Just want to let you guys know, first generation. I know these are New York guys. I'm actually from Boston. And I'm from Boston. My dad, actually, I'm actually African by heritage. My dad was the first person to come to America in our family, man. First African. And my dad brought like a lot of people. He had this vision, we'll bring people here, you know what I mean, we'll hook them up. And so my dad started bringing like Africans, and he would bring them here to the US, and he would just like work people to death. And then he wouldn't pay them. And they got frustrated and they started running away. My dad came to me and he's like, isn't this some shit. You bring Africans to America and they run away. And I was like, Dad, it was a thing here. Came over too well. They called it slavery. You know, you might want to rethink this one, Dad. But anyways, I know what you guys are thinking, man. That's, should I laugh at that joke? Is that a racial joke? Or is he making fun of African Americans? Where do I go with this? Am I allowed? If I laugh, people gonna think I'm racist? No, let me look around. Nobody else is that. I'll keep quiet. I know that's a complicated joke. I know a lot of pressure. Go ahead, but let it out. Let it out, man. It's a complicated joke. I know there's a lot of tension because San Francisco, we got real like conscious about comedy, man. It's like, it's edgy nowadays. It's like too PC out here, right? You can't fucking tell a good joke. People aren't allowed to laugh. Even if you're telling your own truth. Have you noticed that? Like, you know, you're trying to tell your own truth. You fucking can't tell your own truth, man. I realize you gotta go real far nowadays. Thank you, man. You gotta go real far. Yeah, you gotta go real far nowadays for comedy, right? You gotta go like places where people just like, you know, they just keep it real all the time, right? Like, you gotta go some fucking as far as Boston to fucking find comedy. And you know you found good comedy when like people on the streets are like not PC. Like when people just treat you like shit on the road. Like you get to Boston and you look at somebody and they're like, what the fuck you looking at? And you're like, man, there must be some good comedy around these parts. You know what I mean? You're like, hey man, how do I get to Dorchester? And you're like, what do I look like, a fucking map? And you're like, I gotta check out the comedy. I gotta try some open mics, you know? But San Francisco, man, we got so PC, man. Everybody's so worried, man. It's kind of sad, man, you know, because people aren't, they're not able to tell the good jokes. They're like, you know, like, I got some bad jokes and I got some good jokes.
Oh,
I don't know if I should do, can I do the hard jokes like the ones I do in Boston? Or should I tiptoe on the jokes like in San Francisco? Huh? Okay, shit, man. Well, he asked for it. Alright. I'll tell you guys, man, anyways, I tried some online dating. You guys ever tried online dating? Anybody? Online dating? No? Yeah. I tried out Plenty of Fish. Anybody try Plenty of Fish? Charles kind of like my site. Plenty of Fish. You know what I realized when I was online dating? Women take great headshots. Like, women take great, great headshots. I mean, they look amazing, right? You know what I mean? And then you meet them in person. And they're like, they're huge sometimes. You're like, damn, that's a big girl, man. I did not know that from the headshot, you know? You know, it's kind of like sailing through iceberg water, man. You see this little chunk of ice floating, but you don't know how big it is until you actually hit it. Remember, he asked for it. That was a Boston joke. He asked for it. It's all right, guys. All right, I'm going to keep it to San Francisco stuff. All right, I'm going to keep it to San Francisco. Anyways, you know what you need for good comedy? You need good handwriting. Good handwriting helps. Chapter 2. Let's see. Alright. Anybody reading the news? I was reading the news. Did you hear about this? Facebook found out that 120 million of its accounts, 120 million of its accounts are fake. Did you hear about this shit? 120 million. That is like half of the US population right there, right? You know what I mean? So if you ever had a feeling in your life you had a lot of fake friends, you're probably right. You know. But I know that's some bad news. Didn't mean to throw that one at you guys. Feel free to add me if you have somebody real. Just look me up, John Doe. I'm right there for you. Yeah. This is some comedy for San Francisco, right? You know, because you don't want to go too hard. I'm trying to do some big things in my life. You know who's doing big things? You know who's fucking doing big things? Fucking North Korea's doing big things, bro. They're fucking launching missiles and shit. We're just out here launching little apps, you know? And we're so proud of this shit, you know what I mean? And they're like fucking bombing cities. You know, we're just comics bombing Pacifica. You know? You gotta step it up, guys. I'm just saying you gotta step it up. You know, think bigger. You know what I mean? Push the envelope. Don't feel discouraged, man. You know what I will say, though? I am concerned. I will tell you this. I am a little concerned recently. Seeing a lot of women with neck braces. What's with the neck braces? Ladies, I'm just gonna be real. What's with the neck brace? How high are these strip poles? You know what I mean? How high are these strip poles, man? I mean, can we set up a safety net at the bottom? Can OSHA get involved and see how high, if these poles are too high? Because a lot of women are hurting their necks, man. I'm a little concerned. The way I saw it, guys, ladies, first of all, let me just say this. Ladies, you gotta understand, the reason we were going to strip clubs is because we were worried about your safety. We were doing it for you. We didn't want you to get hurt. It was a group of guys, we got together, and we just all pitched in a dollar just to pay somebody to take the chance. There's nothing scarier than going home and watching your lady in a strip pole. And you're like, babe, be careful. Hey, babe, be careful. Ooh. You know what I mean? Because, like, it just makes you, and it's never, and you know, at the end of the day, after she hurts her neck and shit, you know, and you're going to take, you know, at the end of the evening, you're like, babe, can I get some? And she's going to be like, oh, no, my neck hurts. Sorry, I can't do that. You know, so the way I see it, ladies, let's just leave it to the professionals. You know, we just give the man a buck or two. You know, let them go and pay somebody who wants to take the chance of hanging themselves out there, you know, but then they'll just come home to you, you know what I mean? You're safe, you know? Because what does insurance cost anyways, right? It costs more than a dollar, you know? So if we're all chipping in for that $1 for one girl to take a chance, right? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the way I see it, man, it's Obamacare, technically, in my book, right? You know what I mean? It's crowdfunding healthcare. How we doing, man? Am I killing the energy? You guys all right with me? Are we still rolling? All right, man. I know earlier it sounded like we were in some kind of prayer meetings. I was concerned, man. I was like, is the guy preaching or is he coming? What's going on up there, you know? What's that? I did, man. I had to pull back, man. You know what I realized about comedy? You gotta be able to make it out the room alive. You know, that's one of the things about comedy. You go too hard and people are like, that motherfucker, I'm gonna see him outside. I'm gonna kick his ass, man. You know, because the thing about comedy, it's always at somebody's expense, right? Like, when you really think about it, it's always at somebody's expense. And you don't want to go too hard on anybody. I will talk about something that's been bothering me, though. San Francisco, man, I feel like we're spending a lot of money on the wrong thing. I feel like we've really misallocated money. You know what gets me bummed out? It's just how much fucking money they spend on research to find, like, fucking black holes in outer space. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking 7 light years away, and they're sitting there blowing dough on finding a black hole. They should be trying to find a black person a job. That's, like, 5 minutes away. You know what I mean? What's that gonna fucking cost you? You know what I mean? Just reallocate capital, find one bum and be like, look, bruh, we're gonna fucking change your life for $1 million to get you a job, right? You know what I mean? Hey, you know what I mean? And homelessness is not a racial thing, too, right? It could be anybody, man. People are suffering with homelessness. The way I see it, man, the research kind of fucked up. And then the other thing about tech people, any tech people in here, because I'm about to shit on you guys, and I don't want to shit on you. But, like, tech people are kind of fucked up. We pay for this kid to go to school, to go to, like, a top fucking school, and the first thing he thinks of is how to fucking get us unemployed by making some automated shit, right? You know what I mean? Like, isn't that kind of fucked up? Like, can you imagine investing in your kid and the first thing he wants to do is figure out how to fuck up your life? You know what I mean? It's like, that's just some fucked up shit, man. And so I get mad when I see tech people. When you see a tech guy, man, punch him for my ass. You know what I mean? Tell him a black guy punched me, it wasn't me. I'm just delivering the messenger. You know? Because, what's that? What kind of people we got in the crowd, by the way, man? I just want to know, man. What kind of people we got in the crowd, man? What kind of people? You guys all from Pacifica?
Yeah.
Where you from, bro?
Washington. Houston.
You're from Texas? No shit. Which part of Texas? San Antonio?
Fort Worth.
God, man. You know where I was? I was in La Brea. La Brea on the fucking border. It's on the border of Mexico and, like, Texas.
We don't go there.
Fuck it. I'm telling you, bro. I was fucking scared, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that motherfucker. I heard La Brea was so fucking dangerous that the military was like, fuck the Mexican side, we're staying on the American side. And they just had like fucking guns pointed on the border. That motherfucker was dangerous. I was in Corpus Christi too, man. What's your part of town? Like, is it military? What is it?
So I was in the military.
Okay.
But I was in Seattle when I was in the military.
Okay. It's getting complicated. Okay. Can we draw a diagram right now? So for the audience. Okay, so you were in Texas. Alright. And then? Okay, you're in the suburbs of Texas, and then you went to Seattle. And then it was raining? Okay. And then you got depressed and you came back? And you came back to California. Okay. Shit, I feel like a weather girl right now. So he went from Texas to Seattle to California. Ah, damn, bro. Yeah, it's cloudy, man. My man, hey, thank you for the geography there, man. I was talking to a guy yesterday. I'm gonna end on this. I was talking to a guy yesterday. It was kind of funny, man. The guy was, I tried some Pakistani food. And this is not even a fucking joke. I tried some Pakistani food yesterday. It was really good in San Francisco. And I was talking to this guy, like, yo, the Pakistani food's fucking, the food's really good. He's like, what does it taste like? And I was like, you know, it's like if you took Indian food and kind of blended it with, like, Afghani food, kind of tastes like Pakistani food, you know, that's how it tastes like. I know, it's not even a fucking joke. You can laugh at that one. Anyways, guys, hey, that's my time. Thank you so much, everybody. Woo!
One more time for El Coronio, everybody. Keep it going for him. Let him hear it. All right. Guys.